Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
And this is Planet Rick with Rick Hector.
Indeed, as we come down at a low orbit, we can walk about on Planet Rick. No masks necessary. No COVID-19 nonsense. Maybe a few people about to train to shoot a gun, though. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. How are you today?
I'm okay. You sound a little distorted.
Yeah, I heard that, man. I think everything is the same on my end, man. What's new on your end? You got new technology or what?
Can you hang up on Rick and call him right back, please? We're going to try to get Rick right back. That was horrible. No need for him not to be clear and legible. Of course, legally armed in Detroit, they've got some big news. I saw the numbers they're talking about that Rick is going to be getting ready to shoot, trained to shoot. And a little bit bigger than he was talking about the other day. Now let's see how you sound.
How do I sound, man? Can you hear me now?
You still seem to be a little distorted. Let's try to do this while we can and see what we can get. Are you maybe in a bad spot or something? Or?
I'm in the same spot I am always, man.
Now you sound good. Now you sound good.
I'm sitting in my living room at my makeshift card table desk, looking out the front window of another beautiful, gorgeous day here in Detroit, Michigan, talking to my buddy Bill Frady, doing Planet Rick on the Lock and Load show, man. Life doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, well, except maybe if you train these 1,500 women, I heard you're projected to be getting ready to train to shoot. That's sort of a big jump from 1,000 to 1,500.
Well, I mean, you know, there are some people who are saying that I'm being unduly conservative. They say, well, if you trained 800, just over 800 last year, and you did that in one day, and you moved it up to 2 days, you know, you would think that you would, like, at least double what you did last year. That would put me over just over 1,600, and I said 1,500. And I didn't even allow for growth, right? So some people are saying I'm being way too conservative.
You got the ammo for that, Manny?
I have the ammo for that, man. I have a supplier, man, and those guys hooked me up, man. I'm talking about Phoenix Ammo, and it's spelled F-E-N-I-X. They hooked me up, man. They gave me 20,000 rounds. They gave me 10,000 rounds from them directly, and a gun rights group here in the state of Michigan, Michigan Gun Owners, they donated another 10,000 rounds through Phoenix to produce it for me. So I actually have the ammo. I don't have it in hand, but I double talked with the head guy in charge of Phoenix Ammo. I talked to him a couple of days ago. He said, man, it's right here sitting on the dock. All you have to do is pull it up and come get it.
So is this all one caliber, 9mm?
It's all one caliber, man, 9mm or nothing. Now, that's a big question that comes up. Well, how many calibers are you going to support, right? Well, if I'm supporting it and I'm paying for it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to reduce the complexity. It's almost like when I was a kid, man, and mom would, you know, fix something for dinner. You know, she would cook dinner. And you could have whatever she cooked, man. And if you didn't want to eat it, you didn't have to eat it. But guess what? She wasn't going to cook anything else for you to eat. So you had to eat what was on the menu or not eat. And guess what? Sometimes I ate some stuff I did not like, man. But that's part of growing up, man. Like, you like liver?
No, I don't.
Man, can you imagine being a kid being forced to eat liver?
Yes, I can, because that happened to me.
I wasn't forced to eat it. I could either eat it or eat nothing. And
right.
So, man, I ate liver. And you know what? I still hate liver. But you know what? That's a life lesson, man. Sometimes you got to do stuff you don't like, man.
I don't even know if I've seen that for sale anywhere in years.
Liver? You know what? It's probably in your finer dining establishments, I guess, man. I don't know.
right next to the cow tongues and everything, I guess.
Right, yeah. Man. You can oxtails, right? You ever had oxtails?
Yeah, actually, I have. I don't mind oxtails. Oxtails
are fine.
You're
from the South, man. And the South, man, let me tell you, the culinary selections are diverse in the South, man. And you know what? I've had oxtails, man. And guess what? Mom cooked oxtails one night, and guess what? I had to eat it or not eat anything. And guess what? I ate it, man. It wasn't
good. Well, the problem with the oxtail is there's just not a lot of meat to an oxtail. So you don't...
You know.
A lot of work.
Neck bones, man. It's like neck bones. You ever had neck bones with beans and cornbread, man?
I have managed to miss that one so far. I haven't had
that. And you're from the South, man.
I am.
Respecting Southerner.
My mother is British.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they don't do oxtails and beans and cornbread.
Well, the only reason I had some of the stuff is my father's from North Carolina, but my mother's British, so it was quite the adventure, culinary wise, when I was growing up.
So I'm just going to throw this out there. How about I'm not even sure how to pronounce it. What's it called? Haggis?
No, that's more of a Scottish dish, the sheep's head. Yeah, I've never had haggis. Not planning on having haggis either. I'm a very basic steak and potatoes kind of guy.
Well, I mean, that's so boring, right? Every guy has had steak and potatoes, man. You know, it's like, what's for dinner? A guy will ask for steak and potatoes every day of the week if he could, right? I mean, you know, the arteries are probably, you know, begging for mercy, eating all that meat and potatoes every day. I would do it if I could.
Well, anyway, I've tried a few things in my time. I was stationed in Europe for 3 years, and, you know, I tried some of that stuff there. That's good. Nobody knows how to grill like a German. When a German is...
They're the kings of the grills, huh?
Oh, they... I don't know what they do. There's something about their charcoal, and it's something about their grill and the way they season it, the meat, and... I mean, just being around a German, or at least the ones I was around that were grilling, that was a good time. Just smelling the air, just inhaling the air. Food was even better than the air. So anyway, we are coming up on the first break. Now, when we get back, what kind of training thing are we going to talk about today?
Oh, man, my life is right now totally consumed with Monday, man. You know what it is, right? It's just time of the year, man. I am literally eating, breathing, drinking this massive event I have, man. And it's like, even while I was on hold waiting for you to pick up and to bring me onto the show, man, my phone, 3 calls came and went straight to voicemail. I don't have time to answer this. All I can do is keep pumping that same consistent.
You got 20 seconds. Tell everybody how to find you. 20 seconds. Go.
Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name, E-C-T-O-R. I'm Detroit CCW on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. Just Google me. You can't miss me.
When we get back, we're going to get into Planet Rick proper. This is Lock and Load. You
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Rick Ector on Planet Rick. As we do, he's got this big training, shall we call it an extravaganza, a weekend that's coming up.
It's definitely an extravaganza, man, and that would not be overbilling it, you know, not overselling it. I mean,
right.
It's the biggest event of its kind, of its type. I've heard of other people trying to start their own versions of it, man, but they're so much in their infancy and nascency, man, that something like this, which is now going on for its ninth season, man, ninth annual season, unprecedented growth. I mean, I'm actually going from 50 participants 9 years ago to this one we're doing, you know, on the 15th and the 16th of August. We're talking, man, and I think it's a modest goal of 1,500 across 2 days, but we're going to see what happens, man. You know, there's a few wrinkles and a few challenges that are going to present itself depending on how I organize things. I was just looking at the newspaper today. The governor was reiterating some of her latest edicts about public spacing and number of people that are allowed to congregate and assemble. You know, that's something that's definitely relevant when you're talking about an event of this size and magnitude, but I should be able to work around it effectively and efficiently, just all in the organization. And of course, the more people I have working with me on the project will enable that to come off without a hitch. But you know what? Give me enough manpower, man, and I can move the heavens. Archimedes once said, when talking about a lever, right?
Right.
They give me a lever and a firm place to stand, and I can move the heavens. Of course, I'm not operating a lever. I'm merely providing three fundamental firearm safety training for women. But, you know, even that is really interesting because I always get at least one or two guys that say, well, how come you're not doing anything for the guys? I'm like, well, because I'm not. You know, no big deal, but here's the great opportunity. You can do a free firearm safety program for men. You know, to my knowledge, at least here, men, you know, we are subject to some of the same ills that women are subjected to, you know, violent crime in the metro area. But none of us are being raped and having their bodies discarded in the street like trash. So that's usually my retort, man. And I don't know, maybe I need something a little more snappier. What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't know. It seems like being a guy, especially a guy in our age group now, is we seem to be targets. We seem to be targets when people start sizing us up. I mean, females as well, but I mean, considering the way society works, right? What is the likelihood that more guys are out working during the day than women nowadays?
So. I don't know, man. It's like just the other day, man. It's like so much dumb stuff is just readily apparent. Like I was at this convenience store in the neighborhood just a couple of days ago, and as I was leaving my parked vehicle on their premises, going towards the vending area, you know, this young guy, he might have been, I don't know, 18, 19, just staring at me like really hard, man. And I looked at him, and I just smirked and, you know, kept it moving. He's like, you got something? I said, man, go somewhere. You know, just go somewhere. And I just kept it moving. I mean, there's so many people out here so geared up for some type of confrontation to just, I don't know, demonstrate that they have testosterone raging through their veins, and they're, like, hustling for the first opportunity to prove it, man. Look. There's so many things out here in this community to be worried about. You staring at me, you know, like, I don't know, like you crazy or something. It's the least of things on my word. You know, I just keep it moving, man. Keep it moving. I'm more focused on what am I doing, right? What are the things I got going? This women's event is the hugest thing going, man. And, you know, the thing that I love about it, though, is that with all the firearms instructors here in the local Detroit area, the Metro Detroit area, being inundated with so many requests for training, and it's never been higher, I would say, than it is now, that I've been able to still find firearms trainers to man and staff this event. And, you know, I'm getting some assistance in some of the most unlikeliest of places, Paul. I'm getting fellow firearms trainers that I go and I network with at conferences, you know, out of state, you know, whether it's at the Gun Rights Policy Conference or at the NRA annual meeting. Man, and I got people who are actually flying in from California, Georgia, driving up from Ohio, Florida, and a few other states, man, to be a part of this thing. So, you know, I truly dig the fact that people really like what I'm doing and they really can stand behind it and that they're coming here on their own dime, man, to help me out because I really need the assistance. But this may end up being the most successful iteration of this event ever. And proud to be a part of it, man, and proud that I have so many friends in the gun community who are willing to step up and help. And having said that, man, if there's anyone else in the whole wide Bill Brady online listening audience who, you know, just because they think I'm a cool guy and what I'm thinking is pretty cool too, who want to come up and spend the weekend with me and my fellow armed friends to train a bunch of women how to shoot guns, I'm saying, hey, come on up and join us. Man, I would love to have the Bill Frady show do a special edition show right from the gun range that where we're doing this business at and, like, broadcast live from the event, man. That would be so great. But you don't broadcast over the weekends, do you?
Well, I have a show that plays over the weekends, but, I mean, I could pre-record something. You know, I could pre-record something. That'll have to be something we look into. We'll have to look into doing that. Coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find Rick Ector.
Man, all over social media. If you're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, Rick Ector. Usually my handle on those sites is Detroit CCW, or you can use my first and last name on LinkedIn. Trust me, you can't miss me, and all I'm talking about is training 1,500 women how to shoot over a two-day weekend.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's planning on signing executive actions that are being drafted at the White House to address expired unemployment insurance and suspend payroll taxes as congressional negotiations for coronavirus aid continue to drag on. President Trump spending part of his Thursday at a Whirlpool factory in Ohio.
For 8 long years under Obama-Biden administration, American factory workers received nothing but broken promises and brazen sellouts and lost jobs.
Americans can travel abroad once again. The State Department lifting their travel advisory warning that Americans should stay home during the pandemic. The highest level advisory was issued on March 19th, causing more than 100,000 U.S. citizens to rush back to their homes from overseas. This is USA Radio News. The Secretary of Defense is speaking out after an explosion in Beirut. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the blast in Beirut earlier this week that killed over 130 people and injured thousands more was likely an accident. That statement at the Aspen University conference was in sharp contrast with President Trump's suggestion that it was a terrorist attack. Lebanese officials say it was caused by the detonation of tons of ammonium nitrate, a chemical that had been confiscated from a cargo ship in 2013 and stored in a port warehouse ever since.
The Attorney General of New York is filing a lawsuit to dissolve the National Rifle Association for what they allege is self-dealings and illegal conduct. The lawsuit alleges the NRA failed to manage their funds properly and follow numerous state and federal laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, and about to get out there and train 1,500-plus people to shoot a pistol. Although, I haven't had a chance to tell you this, but, you know, I have, right now I have an, I actually have a Smith & Wesson M&P.
Oh, is this a new addition to the collection?
It is. I've been looking, I acquired 3,000 rounds of range ammunition in .45 ACP.
Now, about the subject of range ammunition in your neighborhood, man.
Yeah.
Is ammo scarce or readily available? Did you have to pull some special favors to get some ammo?
It depends. What's the, who you know.
You're Bill Brady, then you have no problem getting your hands on ammo.
One of my sponsors is a law enforcement agency supplier, so he has no issues getting ammo. And he does sell it. He does sell it to civilians as well. But
it's starting to become a thing here, man. And
yeah.
Like rationing. Like if you want to go to a gun range and shoot, man, it's like unless you have something special going on, man, it's like the only way they're going to sell you ammo is if you're buying a gun. And of course, who would sell you a gun without at least selling you a box or two ammo to go along with it, man?
Well, that's what you would hope.
Yeah, I mean, a gun without ammo, I mean, it's basically a paperweight, right?
Yeah, so a gun-shaped paperweight.
you could save yourself several hundreds of dollars and just lug an anvil around or something, you know, something to just drop on someone's head if they're pulling a gun on you or something, you know, something out of Bugs Bunny, Wile E. Coyote cartoons and on Saturday morning from way back in the day when I was a lad, man. So this training program, it went pretty good.
Well, what I've been trying to do is I have a very nice 1911 patterned gun that's going to be built for me by Chambers Custom.
Okay.
Because I just didn't have a 1911 patterned gun. But while I was looking around, I was asking, well, what is a good striker-fired 45 ACP out there? And what I expected to hear was, you know, Glock 21.
Right.
And that's what I expected to hear. And then when I asked my friend Steve Fisher, who's up there with you in Michigan, he said Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0.
Okay.
He said, don't buy anything that isn't a 2.0.
Okay.
But I found the 2.0. I got the 2.0. I have yet to shoot the 2.0.
What's the big difference in the 2.0 version? What's new in this 2.0 version than in the prior version?
I think it's primarily it's that the trigger feels more like a Glock trigger with the Glock trigger reset kind of thing for the people that don't want to shoot Glocks. They want to shoot American guns. Now they can go to the Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0.
You want a gun that feels like a Glock and shoots like a Glock, but you don't want a Glock because you don't like Glock because, I don't know, the name is Glock.
I don't like Glock because of Gaston Glock.
Oh, well.
Now the Smith & Wesson M&P series also has the same kind of grip angle as a 1911, which is much better grip angle for me naturally than it is for than the Glock is, simply because, and you know this, at certain distances, if you have to pull your weapon out and start, you know, engaging somebody with some outgoing fire, you're not going to be doing sights. You're going to be doing point shooting.
Right. I'm more interested in this thing about Gaston Glock, man. What's the issue with him? Is he like not a good guy or something? Why is there some animus towards Mr. Glock?
Well, Gaston, he's quite the colorful individual. Now, you know, he was a curtain rod manufacturer before he became a gun manufacturer.
Okay. I'm not going to hold that against him.
Huh?
I'm not going to hold that against him.
Well, I don't hold him against him. So when he decided to be a gun manufacturer, he originally had a partner. Well, his partner decided he wanted it all. So he hired a hitman to go after Gaston, and the hitman got close and personal with Gaston Glock, except Gaston Glock is apparently a really physically fit, at the time he was in his 60s, he was a very physically fit 60-year-old man, and he beat the mud out of the hitman. And then of course there was a big legal thing that you know, everything went to court and everything, and people were charged and all this other stuff. And it turned out that Gaston Glock had set up all these shell corporations to where, in addition to what he was making by manufacturing the Glock, for every Glock he sold, he was also skimming about another $30 per gun.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what happened with that. This is just stuff I've heard. The other stuff I've heard is that, you know, he started the company with his wife, and he divorced his wife. Now, this much has been substantiated to enough of a degree to say it. When he divorced his wife, one day his grown children worked for him, and they came back, and they were locked out of the building. All of their stuff was on the curb.
Okay.
And there's some other stuff that I'm just not going to say simply because I cannot substantiate it to any degree to where that, you know.
Oh, no, definitely did not say anything you substantiate. But here's the thing. I mean, there's the person, right? And then there's the company and the product, man. And I will say this. I do not know much about the man, his legacy, his reputation, and all of that stuff.
Right.
And you know what? Suffice it to say, man, if you have a gun on the market that is easy to use and performs well, as a matter of fact, man, my go-to gun for training newbies at the gun range is a Glock, man. The sights is so easy. Like, just put the
Glock having said all of that, I still own Glocks. I still own Glocks. I carry Glocks. I mean, I'm going to... I just got a holster for this M&P. I carry a lot of different guns. And Glock's a part of it. I mean, it's hard. I mean, Glock is a very dependable piece.
Yeah, my buddy Doug Holloway over at ATEI, man, he's supplying all the guns. And there's going to be some Glocks in there, man. And you know what? I can't wait to get my hands on them. And you know what? They're so easy for beginners, man. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm doing a Glock commercial, but...
Doug does some very good work. ATEI does very, very good work on any gun they get a hold of. They were the first ones that made, they used to make a signature M&P for Chris Costa.
Hey, you know what? Doug has been a great guy and a great sponsor of my women's event. So, you know, I kind of shout him out and looking forward to having him provide all the guns for these ladies to shoot. And usually he puts a few features on them, you know, nice little gadgets and doodads on it. Which probably is beyond the most, you know, the interest level of most ranked beginners. But you know what, man? Why not? We're going all out, man. We're giving women an experience, man. Learn how to shoot a gun. And you know what? It's only 20, 21 rounds of shooting time. But, man, I mean, just to start someone out on this journey of being an operator of a defensive firearm, a personal protection training, I think it's valuable, man.
Hang on for me. We'll continue this when we get back. We're talking to Rick Ector on Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, and he's getting ready to do a massive training extravaganza. Now, you said something about 21 rounds. They're going to get 21 rounds to go through this.
Yeah, man. You know, an interesting question came about years ago. They're like, well, how in the world did you set on the magic number of 21 rounds? Well, that first iteration that I did this event 9 years ago, that's all the ammo I had. 21 rounds times the number of people I had, man. So I kept that number, man. And it's just like every other decision I had to make, you know, like what calibers am I going to shoot? Am I going to shoot 9mm, 40s, 45s, 38 specials, you know, 22s? There's always someone volunteering to me that I should shoot 22s to get people, you know, acclimated to just shooting and then gradually move them up to personal protection, calibers. And I'm like, look, anybody should be able to handle a 9mm. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not that bad of a caliber in terms of recoil. You know, proper instruction, patience, and time. You can get it and do it, especially if you're looking to buy a gun because you're looking at the nightly news telecast and you're scared to go outside your front door like a lot of people are. I was talking to this woman earlier today, man. You know, grown woman about my age, you know, in her early 50s, and she's absolutely terrified. You know, she's sharing with me that, you know, she doesn't have a man in her life and she feels especially vulnerable, you know, and her kids are, you know, who are grown adults themselves are, you know, women, and they don't readily have a means of personal protection. So, you know what I suggest? I said, hey, come out on this weekend, the 15th and 16th, and at least try it. It's like Green Eggs and Ham, man. You remember the story of Green Eggs and Ham?
I do.
He would tell the guy, look, just try it. Try it. Try it. That's all you have to do. Just try it. And if you try it, and for whatever reason you don't like it whatsoever, you know what? At least you benefited from the fact that you took one step towards your goal of being more safe, and you've eliminated one potential solution. So now the onus will be on you to find some other alternative to make you safe. And if that means moving or, you know, switching jobs or engaging in some other activity, at least you've taken one step towards your ultimate solution, whatever that is. And that's all it's all about, finding some solution that makes sense for you, man. And, you know, there's no one-size solution for everybody, man. For some people, you know, it could be a lot of things that you do in conjunction with each other simultaneously. And for some people, you know, this might be carrying a gun, man. As I tell you, no need to recount it in great detail, man, but I had my epiphany moment when I was robbed at gunpoint by two characters, shall I say, in my driveway coming home from work one night. So,
right.
You know, that's how I learned, man. Doesn't matter how great of a person you are, if you're cognizant of the fact that there's some people in your community who see nothing wrong with victimizing their fellow citizens for whatever trinkets you have in your pocket, you know, if you come to that realization, you know what, to be forearmed is to be forewarned. So that's my position. But my huge thing, man, and I've always been really partial to, is for the protection of women. And, you know, just that story I saw 9 years ago about a woman's body just callously tossed in the street as an aftermath, as an afterthought after physically, sexually assaulting her. I'm like, look, man, I'm just dedicating this extra time, effort, and energy towards safeguarding women. If there's some guys out there that feel mad because Rick's not doing free passes for men, fine. Be mad at me. This is my mission. I want to safeguard the women. If you don't want to protect yourself, find one of these women that's taking my training class and have one of these women protect you.
Now, one question I have, though, with this training class, I mean, with 1,500 possible people coming through your turnstiles and everything, do you have anybody around that can supply them with a gun if they decide they want, okay, this is for me, I'm going to carry a gun. Now, first thing I need to do is purchase a gun?
Well, you know, there are a lot of gun shops in the area, man, but, you know, the thing about gun shops, if you've been following this whole thing nationally and in your own respective state, man, guns are like, at least the more popular guns are becoming increasingly difficult to find, man. As a matter of fact, at the local gun shop, gun range that I had my last CPL class in, man, no Glocks in stock, man. I mean, they're on order, back order, but, you know, these are the guns that people want, but the gun stores can't get them in stock, you know.
Right.
Some of the more popular Smith & Wessons are becoming increasingly difficult to find. You might have to settle for your third, fourth, or fifth choice. It's just a question of how dire or urgent your perceived need is for personal protection. And for the most part, a lot of these people in gun shops today, man, they are first-time buyers who are completely spooked by everything that is simultaneously occurring right now in our society. You know, COVID virus thing, the economy is in tatters. You know, it's an election year, which always messes things up politically. And just some of the discourse or lack of communication in some of our major urban centers, you know, this whole question of race and what we need to do with guns and other issues in our community. It is a very uncertain time for a lot of people. And for just that one thing that can just offer you a little bit of comfort is knowing that if for whatever reason you are attacked, that you at least have a shot to protect yourself. And you know what? In the aftermath of being robbed at gunpoint in my own driveway, I completely identify with that mindset.
Anyway. Yeah. One of the things about the guns that may be out there, I mean, there's going to be some name brands like Taurus. Taurus makes a pretty good semi-automatic pistol, I think, called the G3 now, which is like $250, from my understanding. I don't think anybody should be too apprehensive about getting one of those. And then if you start getting into other name brands like Walther and H&K and Sig, you might be in for a little sticker shock, but, you know, they're also equally good guns. So
yeah, I mean, you know, you may find that when you go into your gun shop, that middle-of-the-road gun may not be available, and you may have to go up in stature or up in price, up in perceived, you know, quality or snob appeal or whatever, however you want to characterize it, and pay a little bit more than you had initially anticipated. But, man, I'll tell you from personal experience, when I felt that I absolutely needed to buy a gun, man, price was really no object. I made a personal decision that I would risk a couple of dings on my credit report, man, to hold off on a few bills and not pay them in full, you know, at the appropriate time, just to make sure that I had enough money squirreled away to walk into that gun shop and walk out with a gun so that I could defend myself. And I tell you what, what's the point of having all your bills paid and can't defend yourself? Who in the world are you working for? Who is the most important person in your life? To me, it was me. And to make sure that I at least had the ability to take care of myself and my family, I was willing to do that.
Well, we're going to have to let that be the last word. So thank you very much for joining us yet again, Rick.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure. Again, you know, let the listening audience know that my big extravaganza is coming up on the 15th and the 16th. You want more information about it, because I got people coming in from all over the country to help and pitch out and donate and all that other stuff. Check me out, Rick Ector, Detroit TV, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And thanks again, buddy, for having me on.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. Coming up next, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.